Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, December 13, 2007. On December 5, RIT announced the planned opening of a branch campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, in the fall of 2008. RIT Dubai, part of what's being dubbed Dubai Silicon Oasis, will serve students in the Middle East and Southeast Asia and provide study abroad and co-op opportunities for current RIT students. In the works for 2 years, the campus will become RIT's third branch campus, joining those in Croatia and Kosovo. Speaking at a December 5 news conference, RIT President Bill Dussler described RIT Dubai.
This is an extraordinary development of semiconductor and microelectronic industries and related entities on a 7.5 square kilometer tract of land at the port city of Dubai. So it's a very exciting enterprise.
So why is RIT pursuing international ventures such as this one and other branch campuses?
We see these as being beneficial not only to the communities that they serve in those regions, but they provide wonderful opportunities for our own students to get an international experience by traveling over and visiting those facilities, gaining all of the knowledge of that culture and those new international connections that can prove so useful when they pursue their careers.
Does having an international presence enhance RIT's reputation both home and abroad?
Yeah, in my opinion, there won't be any great universities that are not globally connected in the future. Just like our large corporations find that they have to operate internationally, our most prominent universities and colleges have to do the same.
What are the initial and long-range plans for RIT Dubai?
In many ways, we think of it as a decade-long project. We're going to be starting with part-time graduate programs, mostly in engineering and technical fields. But eventually, we'll move to even some undergraduate programs there and programs in business and finance as well. So we'll have a relatively full-featured program there eventually, but it will take us a number of years to grow to full size.
That's RIT President Bill Dussler describing RIT Dubai, RIT's newest international branch campus, slated to open next fall. Mustafa Abushagir, director and professor of microsystems engineering at RIT, also spoke with the media on December 5. Credited with engineering the Dubai partnership, Dr. Abushagir describes the focus of RIT Dubai, and he looks beyond next fall to projected growth in both enrollment and academic programs over the next decade.
The focus for the Dubai Silicon Oasis is the microelectronics industry. So talking about computers, cell phones, everything that has electronic chip inside of it. And also at the same time, there is a lot of focus on alternative energy, which all relate to the semiconductor industry itself. But of course, also there'll be other fields. Dubai is becoming a finance center of the region. So our students will be able to have a opportunity to work in all these fields. The first 2 years with graduate programs in engineering, in electrical engineering, computer engineering, mechanical, and massively in finance, and also in leadership and service management. So these are the ones we're going to start with. And in 2 years, while the campus will be built, we will start an undergraduate program. And then we'll be offering about 15 undergraduate programs.
You also talked about where we might be in 10 years, 2019, say. Where do you think we'll be then?
I think in about 2019, we have a full-fledged campus will be in place. And we expect to have at least about 4,000 students at that time. In about 15 different degree programs. It's a very exciting time because Dubai is really the right place to be in that part of the world. It's a very dynamic place. And also at the same time, they have the ambition of becoming the hub of the education in the region. And of course, if you look at Dubai itself, it's very cosmopolitan. It is a very diverse. They have, I think, 130 nationalities living in the country. And so that's what made Dubai the perfect place.
That's RIT's Mustafa Abushagir speaking with the news media December 5 about RIT Dubai. On the RIT campus this week, news and events managing editor Vianna Carvalho has more about RIT Dubai and other highlights from the December 6 issue of News and Events.
This is News and Events managing editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, RIT will open a campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, next fall. Dubai will invest in building a full-fledged campus, including an academic center, living quarters for students and faculty, and a recreational facility. RIT will provide academic content, leadership, and management of the university. In 2010, RIT Dubai will begin offering undergraduate programs to full-time students. Also in the current issue of News and Events, Gallery R debuts an exhibit showcasing Rochester's homeless community. The project was an interdisciplinary classroom community endeavor for 9 RIT students who immersed themselves in the social issue of homelessness and documented what they saw and learned from the experience. The show runs through January 12th. And read about Jen Loomis, a Golisano College student who is featured as this month's student spotlight. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the December 6th issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, December 13, 2007. The next Dateline RIT podcast will be in 2008. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus. Happy holidays from University News.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.